بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Laws of witnessing, page 193, issue 557. If a woman witnesses her daughter's child, then that daughter becomes haram for her husband. And the same applies if the woman witnesses the child that her daughter's husband has from a different wife. We discussed about laws of witnessing. If a woman gives breast milk to a child, that child becomes like her child and he becomes brother or sister to her children. And then the aunts, the uncles and others will be uncle of that child. So he becomes a brother from feeding, or she becomes sister by feeding or witnessing. Now here is one of the conditions mentioned which might create problems to certain families if they are not aware of the Islamic rules and regulations about it. So if a woman, let us say she is the grandmother, witnesses her daughter's child, the grandmother, if we imagine that she was pregnant, she delivered a child and she was feeding the child. At the same time, her daughter has delivered a baby. Now maybe the daughter in the first few days milk is not there. Now the grandmother has milk and she said that, okay, I will feed my grandchild, it is okay. And she feeds the child by her breast milk. Of course the conditions will come with how many, how much feeding is there. But suppose it is full feeding or witnessing. Now the daughter will become haram for her husband. They have to separate it, she has to separate from her husband. You see, it is not, well, I say the grandmother, a daughter and granddaughter. Now if the grandmother feed her daughter's daughter, granddaughter, then the daughter will become haram for her husband. Well, no, the daughter remains daughter of the father, daughter of the mother. But then the father and the mother of the child, they have to separate. Well, this law, there is no why in it, but this law is mentioned in books of fiqh like this. And well, it has already created really a problem in Iran to one of the families, and well, both the husband and wife were happy, but the grandmother had fed the child, and now the two husband and wife has to be separated. Separated, they become mahram to each other. It becomes haram. Fed. The child is fed only for one day. I mean, it will come, the details. But then, when the child becomes witness child, then he becomes like a child. Now they become haram to each other. Haram to be together now. Not a matter of divorce. If divorced, then they can marry again. Even if it's 3 times divorced, she still has a chance to come back. But even like he has married to his she will become sister to the mother. I mean, the granddaughter becomes sister to the mother. But he is father and he is married to sister of his daughter. So something like this will become. The mother becomes sister to the daughter, and then he cannot marry the sister of his daughter. Now the other part of the subject, the same applies, and in the same it should become haram. If the woman, we mean here, let us say the grand woman, witnessed the child that her daughter's husband has from a different wife. If her son-in-law has a child, and that child is not a child of her daughter, but he has two wives, he has a child from another wife, child of their son-in-law. And now if the mother or the grandmother, the mother-in-law, feed the child of her son-in-law, again her daughter and son-in-law has to be separated. It becomes haram to each other. Even if the child of other wife, not her daughter's child. Yeah, well, the child both. It could be boy or girl, yes. Issue 558. If a woman witnessed the child of her son, the wife of her son, who is the mother of the child, and the son do not become haram for each other. Now, if the grandmother witnessed the child of her son, not the child of her daughter, the child of her son. Now, her son and her daughter-in-law will not be haram to each other. But hurmat will come only if the grandmother witnessed the child of her daughter. Issue 559. If a man's wife breastfeeds the child of the husband of the man's daughter with the man's milk, then the daughter and the daughter's husband become haram for each other, whether the child is from the daughter or from a different wife of her husband. So in which case the marriage is automatically dissolved and the daughter observes the laws of iddah and then is able to remarry. Yeah, laws of, when the marriage is dissolved, then she has to observe iddah before she can marry another one. Yeah. Now this is similar to issue 557. But it is not a man's wife, she is witnessing or breastfeeding the child of the husband of the man's daughter. Her own daughter, yeah. Now here, stepdaughter, yes. So again, the stepdaughter and husband, they become haram to each other. Yes. Now we come to conditions of witnessing and of thus becoming mahram. Now here, what do we mean by witnessing or feeding by breast milk, how much is to be fed? Is it one drop? If it's fed, then becomes mahram. Is it one time? It is two times, five times. How many times to be when the child becomes mahram? There are many conditions, and these conditions should be fulfilled before you can say that the child becomes mahram. Issue 560, wet nursing and thus becoming mahram has 8 conditions. So all these 8 conditions should be fulfilled. First, that the child drinks the milk of a woman who is alive. I mean, the woman should be alive, because, I mean, if she dies, and suppose after death still she has a milk, and the child takes the milk of that woman while she is dead, that milk will not make the child mahram. So one of the conditions that the woman should be alive while feeding the baby. Second, that the woman's milk is from halal. So if a woman witnesses a baby from milk that came with the delivery of a child conceived in adultery, then that baby becomes mahram for no one. The milk should be formed from a halal conception. Now, if a woman does adultery and she gets a child and she was feeding her child, if with that milk she feed other children, then such milk, because it is not from halal conception, then it will not become mahram. Third, that the child sucks the milk from the woman's breast. So if the milk is dropped into its mouth, there is no benefit. Well, while taking milk, the child should take the milk directly from the breast. Now, if the milk is sucked and put in a bottle and then is given to the child, such milk will not make the child mahram. So he has to physically take the milk from the breast directly, not to be dropped in his mouth or not to be put in a bottle and then is given that milk by a bottle. Fourth, that the milk is pure and not mixed with anything. I mean, at that time of feeding the child, for the known time, either one day or it will come maybe 15 times, then the child should take the milk alone, and the milk should not be mixed with. Fifth, that the milk belongs to one husband. So if a woman who has milk is divorced and she then remarries and becomes pregnant, and the milk from the first husband remains until she gives birth, and for example she breastfeeds a child 8 times before she gives birth with the milk of her first husband, and 7 times after she gives birth with the milk of her second husband, then the child she has witnessed becomes mahram for no one. The number of the times, it should be 15 times feeding, it will come in number 8. But now he said that this number of times she feeds the baby should be belong to one husband. Now if she has a milk and then there is a child, it is a newly born child, she fed the child 7 times, and then by chance she was divorced from her husband, she observed iddah, and then she married again, well, iddah 3 months, then she married, and after 9 months, then becomes total 1 year, she got another child, and the milk started again, and she fed the same baby. Now the first baby, his age is 1 year, or 1 year, 2 months, 1.5 years, before 2 years. Then she has fed him first, she fed the child 7 times, now again she feeds the child 8 times, become total 15, He said this is not sufficient to make him mahram, because it should be from one husband. Six, that due to illness the child does not vomit the milk. And if it vomits, the essential ihtiyat is that those who become mahram with that child due to its being witnessed must neither marry nor look at it and be looked at by it as a mahram. Well, because it should be feeding 15 times by milk. Now if the child is vomiting the milk, now he is not fed by that milk. So here he said in this case, well, essential ihtiyat should be observed. The child is neither regarded mahram nor non-mahram. So neither they can marry the child to those who are non-mahram, nor they can look to the child in this case. So ihtiyat has to be observed. Yeah, the condition that the child should not vomit the milk. Should not vomit the milk. Yeah, you see, spitting and vomiting are different. Yeah. And then the children spit some of the milk. They are in the first few days, but they are a few months old, usually they do not even spit the milk.